This is Passport to Texas. Fishing isn't the passive activity people make it out to be.
You know, they picture this guy sitting on a bucket beside a lake or a river watching a red and white bobber floating in the water. That is so far from the truth.
David Sykes is the outdoors writer for the Corpus Christi Caller-Times and says he and his coastal compadres prefer sight casting, which is active angling.
And we don't cast until we see a fish oftentimes.
Due to the skill level required, beginners may not catch fish, but then again, said Sykes, they may.
I've introduced several of my friends to sight casting, and during the very first trip, they've actually saw and caught the fish that they saw, and it's pretty cool to watch.
When sight casting from a boat, you need at least two people, one to spot the fish and one to catch them. Anglers never sit when sight casting, and they use lightweight flies as lures.
And I would really recommend that they, at least for the first time, get indoctrinated by going out with an actual professional guide. I can recommend several down here who are really good, and it might seem a little pricey at first, but I'll tell you, the lessons are valuable.
Thanks, David. David Sykes wrote an article on sight casting for redfish for the June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.